of our wonderful Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. His arrival is always welcome, and it's always a pleasure to remember. All right? If we remember our birthday, how much more we should remember His birthday. We'd like you to take the hymn books that is there right there in the pew and open in 92. And we're going to sing the first, second, and last stanza of 92 as we start our worship service. Number 92 in our hymn book.
Little town of Bethlehem, how soon we see the light. Ah, my knees and in the sea, the silent stars go by.
Sing one more, all right? 91, because some people may be driving and getting into the church. We gave them time to make it. Number 91, just across the page so that we can sing together.
Thank you.
last one, please, number 6. Have a word of prayer before we bring the choir of Bethel Baptist Church. These are no professional people. These are people who love the Lord and want to tell you in this beautiful song tonight, Christmas Promise. And I will briefly refer to the scripture at the end of the cantata of that unique Christmas promise the scripture said for us. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we are aware of your presence, because the Bible said where two or three gather together, I am in their midst. And we pray that your name be glorified tonight. We pray that the joy of the Lord, which is our strength, be ours tonight. And we pray again that that picture of the beautiful Christ be seen through the presentation of our choir. Lord, bless us and give us that joy that comes when we understand what Jesus Christ really is. In his name we pray, amen. And now, without any other delay, the choir of Bethel Baptist Church.
Prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God.
As we meet to worship in this place, we gather to prepare ourselves anew for the Messiah's coming. Like Israel of old, Christian through the ages, the prophet words of Isaiah provide us a challenge and focus as we anticipate the Messiah's arrival.
Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. The crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. The glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all shall see it together. Let every heart prepare for the long-awaited Messiah's coming.
Oh, come, oh, come.
from the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow from his roots. The Spirit of God shall rest on this one, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. Light of the world. The lights and candles around us symbolize the hope, peace, love, and joy anticipated in the Messiah's coming.
If I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans for your welfare, not for evil, to give you a future with hope.
To dwell among all people. The Lord shall give you a sign. A virgin shall conceive, bear a son, and name him Emmanuel, meaning God is with us.
Joy to the world, the Lord shall come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare.
Thank you. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined.
Behold, the Word made flesh, the ancient prophecy has become reality. The Savior is born. The first to hear the good news were shepherds on a Judean hillside.
There were shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were terrified, but the angel said to them,
"Do not be afraid, for I bring you good news of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find the babe wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace and goodwill to men."
Shepherds said to one another, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste, and there they found Mary, Joseph, and the baby lying in a manger.
Glory to God in the highest. The long-awaited Messiah has come, not as a powerful king or a mighty warrior, but as an innocent baby, sent as a gift of God's love. He was born in a remote village to a humble Nazarene couple. Mary called him Jesus.
Thank you.
Into the night of our waiting has come the dawn of new life. Jesus sent to us from the very heart of God.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. We beheld His glory, even the glory of the Father's only Son.
Come, let us adore Him, Christ the Lord.
Days when Herod was king of Judea, after Jesus had been born in Bethlehem, wise men traveled from the east to Jerusalem. They asked, "Where is the one who has been born? King of the Jews, we have seen his star and have come to worship him."
The long-awaited birth of the Messiah is only part of the Christmas story. Jesus was God's gift of love, a gift not only to a chosen people, but also to the entire world.
The wise men left Jerusalem. The star which they had seen in the east went before them until it came and stood over the place where the young child was. They were overwhelmed with great joy.
as with gladness men of old did the guiding star behold. As with joy they hailed its light, leading onward, beaming bright, so most gracious Lord may we evermore be. So may we with willing feet ever seek thy mercy seat.
When the wise men entered the house, they saw the young child Mary. They knelt down and worshipped him, presenting their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Most rare at the cradle, rude and bare. So may we with holy joy, pure and free from sin's alarm, all our costliest treasures bring, Christ to be our head.
Gave us history's most precious gift, the Messiah, Jesus Christ. In response, wise men came in worship and adoration, bearing their own precious gifts. Likewise, we offer our gifts, not out of obligation, but from hearts filled with gratitude and love.
After seeing Jesus, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about the child, and all who heard were amazed. They returned glorifying and praising God for the things they have heard and seen.
Jesus Christ is born.
is love, heaven is earth.